the only kind of ice they had before they had refrigerators. Just pond ice.
Yeah. Did they have different names for freezing and thawing ice? Do you remember them talking about different? Did they call ice different things when it was freezing or thawing? Do you remember in the old days?
I can't think of it.
Okay. That's fine. And how about in the springtime when it begins to warm up? What do they call that?
Spring thaw.
Okay. Now, these are just a couple of expressions people might use in this winter in this area. When it's been a real calm day and then the wind suddenly begins to increase, you might turn to your wife and say, the wind is really...
We'd call it coming up.
Okay. How about when if it's been a real windy day and it begins to decrease, what would you say? The wind is...
We'd call it going down or settling down. Calming down.
Okay. If it's been a really hot day on the summer, you might come in and say to your wife, boy, it's hotter than...
Hotter than blazes.
Okay. And if it's been a real cold day, you might come in and say, it's colder than...
It's colder than blazes, say, too.
Okay, good. And if it's been a real dry day or a real dry summer, you might say, this summer it's been drier than... Okay. Would you call a period like that a dry spell?
Yeah, a dry spell.
Okay. And in the wintertime, when you take air into your lungs, you're doing what? You
inhaling.
Okay. Or then you what? You do what to it? You
exhale.
Okay. Would you ever use breathe? The word breathe.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Pronounce that for me.
Breathe.
Have you ever heard of a Chinook?
Oh, yeah, we've had Chinooks here.
Now, what is that?
A Chinook is a real warm wind, and it blows, it's not a real hard wind, but it's a pretty good breeze, and it blows in from the west, usually, here, and it warms up, just warms everything up. Mm. Maybe it's been really cold, and we have a Chinook, and it really warms things up.
Have you ever heard of a northerner or a blue norther?
We call a northerner a blizzard. Okay. It can be a northerner.
Okay. It comes in the winter and out of the north?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What type of cultivated grasses grow in this area?
Cultivated grasses? Oh, anymore we have bluegrass and brome and side oats grama. Some of these are... Side oats grama is a native grass, and so is buffalo grass, but they cultivate those now for lawns. Mm.
What would you, if you're growing corn or wheat or something, you would call that a what? It would just be a, would you ever, I was wondering if you'd ever use the word crop.
Crop?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, each one of those is a crop.
Okay.
Wheat crop, corn crop.
What if you had a crop that came up without that you hadn't cultivated, that came up without cultivation? You'd say it came up what?
Volunteer.
Okay. I know that not many trees grow natural here, but what are some of the trees that people find in this area?
The tree that grew natural was along the river was cottonwood. And then up here they started Chinese elm. They were a fast-growing tree. And... there's been ash and your fir trees, you know, your blue spruce and your pine trees.
Okay. Do you have anything like a sycamore?
I think they do, but I wouldn't recognize it.
Okay. Pronounce that for me.
Sycamore.
Okay.